Hello, everybody. First of all, it's a great pleasure to host you here in the Presidential Palace. I hope you do feel welcome, because you are all welcome. Madam Vice Prime Minister, Your Excellencies, the Ambassadors, Madam State Secretary, Your Excellencies, all the ambassadors who are present here at the ITF Board of Advisors, and of course, Madam Zelenska, welcome. It's a great pleasure to welcome you here at the Presidential Palace. I know that you have a lot to do at this meeting, but I still wanted to welcome you personally. Special thanks, of course, go to the French ambassador, who is particularly busy these days, and not just with chairing this meeting, as far as I know. Well, it is no secret that I am deeply touched by Ukraine and what it is going through. I remember the first time I met children who had fled the war and found a safe haven in my country. I remember the tears that I could not hold back as a mother and as someone who has stood up for and believed in international law and human rights in all of my life. I still vividly remember the visit to the Superhumans Clinic in Lviv in May. I am grateful to the management of the clinic, who helped me and my delegation not to be overwhelmed by emotions. The vision and mission of the clinic is not to comfort war victims, but to empower them to lead a fulfilling life and actively contribute to the development of Ukrainian society. This is what the clinic is basically all about. It is an important institution of resistance against the aggressor. I was glad to learn that the ITF too was there to help. This is also how I see the work of the ITF. Since its foundation in 1998, this organization has achieved great successes, but has also faced major challenges, including with regard to its own development. There were times when the ITF was not far from being marginalized, perhaps forever. It is only thanks to a handful of capable Slovenian diplomats that the organization has not only survived, but today plays an important role in helping the victims of war and the environment affected by the war. A big thank you for the growing importance of the ITF goes to its current director as well, Ambassador Tomáš Lovrenčič, and his team, of course. Ambassador, I have been told that there are an energetic and fearless group of young people with whom it would not be possible to achieve the ITF's goal. So I hope that you treat them very, very nicely. Not that I do hope, I know that you are treating them very nicely. The ITF is often associated with demining, where it has achieved remarkable success. For example, it has cleared over 160 million square meters of land contaminated with mines and unexploded ordnance in southeastern Europe, Lebanon, and Azerbaijan. But, and this is why we are here, the organization has also been active in Ukraine since 2015. Recently, it has focused on programs to strengthen the mental health and psychosocial assistance to children and their families in a war-torn Ukraine. I am sure you will hear a lot about these activities and future plans today. But before you start, allow me to steal a minute of your precious time to emphasize how glad I am that the ITF has recognized the potential that presidential spouses can bring to these kinds of projects. I am, of course, very familiar with my spouse Aleš's activities with the ITF. As the need for ITF help is enormous anywhere, in Odessa, Kherson, Mykolaiv, and elsewhere, my husband's knowledge and experience will certainly be of further help should he be needed. In this context, I would like to draw special attention to the important role of the First Ladies and Gentlemen's Summit, organized every year by Madame Olena Zelenska. By organizing the ITF Advisory Council for Ukraine in Ljubljana, we in Slovenia also wanted to show the world our support for the summit and the work that the ITF does. But excellencies and friends of the ITF, the world is also you. Without you, there would be no humanitarian organizations like the ITF. I do not want to single out the donors who contribute to the ongoing ITF programs. But I would like to see the ITF's activities not to lose steam, and they do, they work. That is why your help is vital, especially in these difficult times when Ukraine faces an uncertain future. I sincerely hope that the Advisory Council meeting will be a success and help the ITF to do everything humanly possible to give the victims of the war the one thing they deserve in our short lives, and that is dignity, my friends, and of course, a bright future. Thank you very much.